Hello, hello, hello! Welcome to Football Twaddle. Baru, what's up?
I'm good, man. Saru, what's up? And we got no one else.
Yes, because if you listen to a podcast regularly, you would know Kumar Khanna is
in Bangkok
for public appearances.
Media appearances.
For media appearances. Sorry, not public appearances. Yeah, so we've been thinking, when do we talk about Manchester City, you know, considering like they've been having the season. It's time.
Yeah, it was a quadruple winning season, apparently. And Liverpool had their say twice.
In between Manchester United at this say.
Yeah. And
so how we wanted to record this podcast was, you know what, we decided let's record on Monday, probably, you know, before the Champions League. And then Liverpool decided, we thought we'll just wait for the Liverpool game and then record it, so that we could see three defeats in a row for Manchester City.
And that's how it turned out.
Are we so good?
Is it us?
Is
a
it?
Question we always ask, is it us? Because I had quite a few missed calls from this Newcastle number.
From a Newcastle number?
Yeah. Alan Pardew still has his Newcastle sim.
So, why were you getting missed calls from Newcastle?
Because he heard that it's us who's responsible for all these sackings that he's been getting.
Oh, sorry, Pards.
Paddy.
So let's talk about Manchester City. Which was a more shocking result for you? Them losing to Liverpool yesterday or them losing to Manchester United on Saturday?
I think United was a more shocking result. Because it was a game at City's home, and I think you were the only one who said that, so what if it's at City's home?
Yeah.
But, I mean,
what I meant was City is going to dominate and win.
Regardless of where it is. But that is not what happened. I mean, Ronaldo, what was that halftime pep talk, man? I mean, Pep being the
Ronaldo?
That's
which Ronaldo?
Did I say Ronaldo?
No. What must have been Jose's pep halftime talk?
So what did I say?
Ronaldo.
I didn't say Ronaldo, man.
You did. Anyway, so yeah, dude.
Anyway, yeah, what
they
must
were cruising. Been? They should have been at least 4-0 up.
Sterling would have made it 5, rather.
No, he could have made it 3, 4 and 5.
Yeah, but I don't know, was he like playing for City or United? Like, who was he playing for, that man? Agent.
Yes.
But how is that going to help?
Morale more down.
But if he's an agent for Liverpool, he should be defeating United, no? Because
no.
Traditional rivals and all.
But
that.
Liverpool had a match against City, right?
Anyway.
So their morale would be even more down if Sterling, if they had lost the game.
That ye hai hamara striker. This is all we've got.
Yeah, but having said that, so 2-0 halftime, no one expected, I mean, forget United scoring 3, no one expected United to score even one goal. What do you think happened in that halftime team talk?
Well, I think Mourinho probably didn't give that pep talk. It was probably someone on the side.
No.
Because Mourinho is always, I mean, he's not like really being effective.
Really?
I think
now,
it was Pogba who took the reins.
No. So,
said something in French to everyone.
So there are reports everywhere that basically the people who spoke in the halftime was Ashley Young, Michael Carrick
and Herrera
a little, and Jose Mourinho.
What did Jose Mourinho say? It is fine, I have defeated United over here also.
He said, guys, you don't want to be the clowns standing there when they're celebrating in front of you.
Yeah, I think that's, but from a United side of this era, I don't like really expect them to, you know, use that as a rallying cry. This is more like one of those things that Ferguson's teams, you know,
but
would
dude,
probably rise up
it
to.
It was probably effective. And if you read all these reports about what they spoke in halftime, it was actually quite less about tactics.
And more about just
it was more about, you know what, let's just please save some pride. And Ashley Young basically said, we can't do this. I mean, there has to be respect for the shirt and the fans. And
oh, is this so?
Yeah, and so we need to go there. And I think the only thing with, I think the only tactical instruction was that he asked
Chris
Sanchez and Lingard to get more involved. And whatever they did, though, that that those 20 minutes was like bumper.
Yeah, apparently, though, I mean, the reports that, so you've been hearing all these rumors, right? But the actual report that I've seen and, you know, heard.
You've seen an actual report.
Yeah. I mean,
and the reports I read.
Fine, it wasn't a report, man. I tapped into the live stream.
Of halftime. Tunnel cam.
Yeah. Room cam. So apparently they just told Sanchez that we're sending you back to Arsenal if we don't win this match. We are invoking our return return clause.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh! Oh! We are screaming because Juve are leading Madrid 2-0. Woohoo!
Oh shit, I thought we were supposed to play this later, man.
Doesn't matter. This is it. This is like, this is...
How good have the second legs been this year, man?
Oh, dude, they have been crazy. Can we finish off with this City talk as soon as possible?
Yeah, I mean, let's get to the second leg of the second match yesterday.
Second leg. City, again, first half, so dominant. Like, crazy. And Pep loses his shit.
Yeah, as soon as Jesus scored, it just felt like the comeback is on.
Yeah.
But after Jesus, Mohamed scored. And then it was a 1-1. And then you're like, okay, now
you're
it's over.
You're skipping over so many parts in this. There was they hit the post.
Oh, what a shot. Man. That was so Robin-esque. Man, cutting in.
And then Sané's goal was disallowed.
Yeah, but was that supposed to be like a goal? What
yes,
do you think, man?
It was a absolutely legit goal. And then
why was it a legit goal?
Because there was nothing wrong with it. What do you mean, why was it?
Well, it was called an offside.
It was not an offside.
But it's called one.
It can be called whatever. If VAR was there, it would have been not an offside.
Yeah, we would have spent 5 minutes waiting for like the VAR results to come in.
And then Pep loses his mind. I don't know why did he lose his mind? Doesn't he know that the second half is more important, or he just didn't care for the consequences?
Yeah, well, I think he was trying to like save his players.
By
so he went in and he got them all away. But when he realized that he's that close to the referee, he thought he might as well put in a few meaty words of his own.
And then he got sent off.
Yeah, because apparently he has a ref to like shut up or something.
Like this.
How back in school, you know, shut up was like,
bad word.
How can you say shut up? Huh?
It was
ma'am, you said shut up, this chutia. Yeah, you don't know the schools I've been to, man. Which just got selected as India's best school, man.
Oh, please.
Infrastructure wise.
What did the ma'am say when you said, ma'am, this Tuesday asked me to shut up?
She asked me to shut up. Anyway.
But, so, dude, what is with this City? Why do they always lose it for 20 minutes or 15 minutes in a game?
And the best part is, like, Liverpool were that side who could, you know, pick up on those...
Not just
in
Liverpool,
those windows, man.
It looks like Manchester United also can. It looks like Liverpool can at any time.
Thrice
this season.
And I think once Salah scored, you could see it on City's faces. Like,
yeah,
they just
that
like, lost
it.
That match, man.
And obviously Pep was moaning. Did you see that? Oh my God.
No, I didn't see that.
He was sitting high up in the stand.
And this is something we've been saying throughout the season, every time Liverpool and City face off.
Yeah.
That... if Liverpool is a side that can be in that position, City is the one side that can come back from it.
Yes.
Because, but you see, know, Liverpool with their defense and everything.
I have a feeling City could have come back in the second half. Had Pep not lost his mind and, you know, he said, okay, whatever. Let's just get on with it.
I don't think Arteta's tactics were like that good.
They were bad. They didn't even do anything much in the second half. They just
Arteta learned from Wenger, right? So he was just sitting in... hoping these guys would find a way to like just get into it on their own. Anyway, moving on to the next match,
which
I moved on to as soon as Mohamed Salah scored.
Which was Roma.
Oh man, the excitement in that match was crazy, man. It was electric.
How bad were Barcelona?
I think they switched on after that second goal.
Who, Barcelona?
Yeah.
Not really.
They were like so dead throughout. And as soon as that second goal came in.
After that as well. It's not like... I mean...
Nee, because they really started bombarding like Juve. Roma.
We are losing our mind.
Italian teams losing and winning against Spanish teams, man. Oh, fuck. This has been crazy, man. Anyway, yeah. So, I think they really tried and they were so close to scoring. But then Juve just...
Roma!
Oh, man. Can you switch off the TV? Roma with that, oh fuck, what a goal, man. What a beautiful goal.
That was amazing. But
84th minute,
I mean,
6 minutes
late,
to go.
I don't know if you've been watching Barcelona off late, but off late their tactic is get the ball to Messi and he'll do something. And Messi invariably did it for the last 3 months and he couldn't do it yesterday. He was quite bad. Over the two legs, he was quite bad. So
apparently the thing was... The manager is like, I thought of changing a few things, you know.
When? In the 81st minute?
No, like, you know, somewhere around the 60th or something, you know, get a few tactics changed, then send Messi on. But then I realized that Messi was already on the pitch. When
Did he say that or are you just making it up?
No, I just read a tweet, man. It was a joke.
Oh, okay. Oh, like, get the real Messi on.
Will the real Messi please stand?
And then since Suarez was so bad, Barcelona were so bad. I mean, if we thought City had dominated the first half against Liverpool, Roma were all over Barca. They were crazy. They should have actually scored all their three goals in the first half. They were that good.
Yeah, that's true.
And this I didn't know, but this is the first Champions League semi-final in their history. Roma.
Oh, wow. Have they always been a UEFA Cup side or something?
I thought it was Atletico Madrid.
That was Sevilla.
And Atletico Madrid. They won like UEFA Cup 5 times in a row or something like that.
I thought combined. That was Sevilla.
Sevilla didn't win it all the 5, dude.
Yeah, but they won it like 3 times in a row.
Father, two give it to Atletico Madrid. Yes. So now, at least the two semi-finalists are Liverpool, Roma, and by the look of this, probably Juve and Bayern. We are not watching that. So, wait, hold on to this. Actually, let me see what's going on there. yes. So, probably Bayern. They're not losing. So, yeah. So, if that's it, how cool will that Champions League semi-final draw be? It's the most unexpected draw.
Totally unexpected, man. Because people were expecting City and Barca to definitely be in the
the semis. City, Barca, Real and
Bayern.
No, the way Bayern started the season, no one expected them. So probably.
Yeah, because at that stage they wanted to be with Arsenal in the Europa League, right? But then they realized they might as well stick to what we know about. Oh man, Ronaldo is so bad.
don't say that. Okay, talking about Liverpool, Mohamed Salah. Did you read that crazy stat about Mo Salah?
Brings like reality back into the picture.
If you have 16 Mo Salah seasons consecutive, you'll still be lesser than Messi and Ronaldo in their career.
Yeah, and both of them are like way ahead on assists and Messi is like somewhat there on goals. But Ronaldo is like out of this world, man.
Dude,
are these guys, man? But I think after today, tonight, we would be asking like, who are these guys and where are they?
Yeah, where are they? Yeah. So, what now for City? Like, does it feel like, you know, after being on a high for almost like 7 months during the season, they are like, you know, now just like, even if they win the league, it'll be like, okay, it could have been so much more type of a feeling.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, because ultimately, initially, they must have thought that, you know, let's win the league with like 100 points or something.
No, no one can say.
No,
oh,
like
I'm,
initially,
I'm,
when they were on the 17, 16 game, 18 game
yeah.
win streak. And they were like, okay, you know, we can probably get the foot off the pedal
yes.
a bit. And concentrate on these other tournaments also. But then,
but even when we spoke about it, remember after they won the, what do you call, the League Cup or the Carabao Cup. We basically said, like, the question was, can they do the quadruple? And we were like, yeah, they've already won the league and the Carabao Cup. So, they're just two cups. And then they lost to, like, Wigan. And now they're out of the match with Liverpool. So,
it's over.
And then they couldn't even win against Manchester United after leading the game at halftime 2-0.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been poetic for City fans to win the league against United. These are the kind of things that don't come that often
in
a club's history. Yeah,
yeah. And
football heritage after.
And you think Manchester United have set some sort of a marker down for next season? They are on a great run right now, actually.
Yeah, but where is it going to get them, man?
Well, if they finish the season the way they're going right now, they'll finish at 89 points and find
and teams have won the league with 89 points, man.
Oh, dude, this is crazy. Was it Cristiano?
No.
For people listening in, like, Real Madrid hit the post.
Yeah, it's like the stroke of halftime, so you can check later what we're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, so that goes there. Now, let's talk about Chelsea.
Really?
We should. I mean, they drew 1-1.
What do you want to talk about Chelsea?
They drew 1-1 against West Ham. And their tactic seems to be like inferior Barcelona. Get the ball to Hazard and he'll do something. But Hazard doesn't shoot for some reason. He just,
you know, in the overall London clubs table, for the Premier League era.
I know what you're saying. You need to explain this a little.
So, if you count the like 10 clubs, the top 10 clubs who ever played in the Premier League.
From London.
Against each other only.
Yeah.
Arsenal is still leading the table by 6 points now.
Okay.
After the draw with West Ham. And
after Chelsea's draw with West Ham.
Yeah.
And Chelsea are second.
Second, and Spurs are third. And all of them have played like around the same amount of games, 245, 246. So I think Chelsea are just two games away from becoming the best team in London.
Are they playing Arsenal again this season?
I'm not sure.
It doesn't matter. Imagine how down they've gone that no one cares if Chelsea and Arsenal. There's a Chelsea-Arsenal game. Everyone's like, yeah, whatever, no one cares. It's become that bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, but where now for Chelsea? It just seems like another Mourinho season, to put in quotes. Even if they win FA Cup, it just seems so, like, bad.
No, but that'll be some saving grace, right? Because the FA Cup is a very prestigious tournament.
Coming from you.
Of course.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Winning a trophy is always very good.
No, but winning the FA Cup trophy. Like, the League Cup is...
Oh, yeah.
So, FA Cup and Europa League are usually the best
trophies,
followed by Champions League.
Yeah, and Conte will go now. And Chelsea, for some reason, Chelsea are suddenly in like an Arsenal-like position where 8 players are in like in the last year or the last 2 years of their contract. What happens if like Michael Emenalo goes for 6-7 months? Look what's happened.
Suddenly everyone's lost track of like who's supposed to sign when, and you know, even the players are
Yeah,
not.
What's going on?
Are they even like in contract negotiations, or they've just forgotten?
No, Thibaut Courtois, I think, is stalling on his contract negotiations.
I thought he just said the other day that...
Said what?
I don't know.
Yes,
I like Chelsea.
Did he come out and say I like Chelsea?
Yeah.
And if Hazard has a great season and Real Madrid don't win the Champions League, you could expect that.
Yeah, that's something that they've always had their eyes on.
So
apart from
and the coach
David.
Coach goes, and suddenly Chelsea doesn't seem like, you know, those top clubs of the last 10 years. It seems like a Spurs all of a sudden.
Yeah, fuck them, man. But I just found out there's a official AS Roma supporters club in India.
Really?
Yeah.
Why am I not part of it? I am not part of any official supporters club. How do you like you just go onto their website and register?
Yeah, you find them on Facebook or something and...
Really? Clubs find people on Facebook?
As in, you find the club on Facebook.
Yeah, but how do I know if it's official or not?
They probably boast
official.
If it's official. If it's not, they just...
But what advantage, like, if I become the official supporter of any club in a city, what
So
happens?
If you become a official supporter of AS Roma, for example, then all three of you can watch the match together at a pub nearby. They'll be the
okay, let's take a big club, official Barcelona supporters club then.
Yeah, then all of you can watch
so it's basically
Barcelona
a viewing,
matches
right?
in Messi in jerseys
what not
together.
I would rather just like just not do that.
Rakitic.
I can't buy Rakitic jersey. That'll be the least selling jersey. Oh, talking about it, what do you think is the least selling jersey in Arsenal stable?
Probably Chambers.
Is he still Arsenal player?
Yeah, Jenkinson is on loan. But yeah, I think...
Callum Chambers, right?
Chambers, yeah. Most currently would probably be Ozil or Aubameyang.
Not Mkhitaryan.
No, not
Ramsey.
People who like Ramsey have probably already bought his jerseys. But yeah, I think least would be Chambers, yeah.
Talking about Arsenal now, they seem to be putting some sort of run in Premier League. I don't know what is the run. 2 games probably.
Yeah, I mean, ever since the fans started boycotting the games.
Yeah, they've been winning, right?
Yeah, like, and scoring a lot, man.
So...
They scored like, what, 18 goals in 6-7 games?
Would have correlation lead to causation?
Always. All the fucking time.
So who's Arsenal playing now? CSK Moscow.
Yeah.
The second
and then
leg.
They play, I think.
And given all this, how all the second legs in Champions League are going.
Oh, shit! And they have an away goal.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but having said that, let's say if Arsenal go through, they'll probably meet Red Bull Leipzig, Atletico Madrid, or Lazio. One of these three.
Dortmund also, right?
No, Dortmund's gone. It is not going to be easy, boss.
Yeah, I mean, in the semis of a European top European top European competition, it's never easy, man.
I know. Okay, let's talk about other things which happened on the weekend. Rooney getting pissed off with Sam Allardyce. It's like
Yeah.
Liverpool didn't even want to
Oh
be in
yeah,
that
when he
game.
got subbed out, right?
But Liverpool didn't even want to play that game. Imagine how annoying it must be for Everton. The Liverpool said, "You know what? We don't mind even losing this." That is even more demoralizing than Manchester City's
And
defeat.
disrespectful, man.
That is so disrespectful कि हमारी
Your
इतनी भी औकात नहीं है.
local derby and you don't give a fuck.
And they still drew it. They still couldn't win that game.
What, so what's this whole Rooney thing though?
Oh, he got really pissed off at getting substituted, and basically Sam Allardyce said, "If he needs to play here, he basically has to do what
Listen
I
to me,
say."
yeah.
Yeah, but
Wow, man, that's so authoritarian. Such an authoritarian regime, man.
it doesn't matter, dude. It's Sam
But it's Wayne
Allardyce.
Rooney.
Yeah, and
Remember the name.
okay, sir, I will. Arsenal beat Southampton.
Yeah, it was a 30-minute match.
You mean last 30 or first 30?
Last 30, right?
Yeah, it was 1-1 till then, right?
Yeah, and then they just started kicking in.
But did Southampton have chances in that game?
Initially, yeah, they were playing good, and it did look like we lose the match. And I think we were 1-0 down, then 1-1, then 2.
Very interesting.
I don't remember who got the winner
Do you want to talk about Harry Kane?
now. Oh yes. It's amazing, man. Somebody posted a tweet about how all the goals yesterday in the Champions League matches were scored by Harry Kane. So Tottenham, the official account wishes Dele Alli today on his birthday, and someone comments, "Oh, it's actually Harry Kane's birthday." This is pathetic, man. Like the amount of the entire Liverpool squad is like taking his case right now on Twitter
Of Harry
of
Kane.
Harry Kane.
So, do you want to talk about what led to that? Eriksen scored the
I
goal.
haven't even seen that video, man. Apparently he just like brushed his
Hair.
hair follicles or
No,
something.
that is fine. And Harry Kane claimed it, but they gave it to Eriksen. In generally, in clubs, that's the end of the matter, right?
Yeah.
So why did this get to this extent where people are like, "Oh, Harry Kane, why is Harry Kane appealing for that goal to be his?"
And not just Harry Kane, like he made sure that
Club.
the club put in an official request with the Premier League, and the Premier League accepted it.
Yeah, I know, but why would he do that?
The Golden Boot race, man. That's the only explanation.
But Salah is so way ahead of him.
Kane is just 4 goals away from him.
Four is
Salah
it.
scored that many in one match, man.
And now Aguero will be angry. So in the next 6 games, he'll probably score like 13 goals.
From the bench.
Yeah, he'll just come last 15 minutes, he'll score like three hat tricks. And what was, I mean, how would Eriksen be feeling right now?
How would people who had Ericsson in their fantasy teams be feeling, man?
Wow.
Like me.
You know why probably Harry Kane
He was
didn't.
the reason I crossed 35 points, man, this
Okay,
week.
I didn't even check. Do you know there probably could be another explanation of why Harry Kane did what he did?
What?
Because after his base pay structure, he's incentivized. The more goals he
Ah,
scores,
fuck.
the more payment he gets.
So does that mean he's struck
उसने
a deal with
एरिक्सन के सर
एरिक्सन?
पे बैठ के
चेक चेक
पैसा
लिखा है
चेक लिखवाया है.
लिखवाया
यस, टॉकिंग अबाउट स्पर्स एंड पेमेंट, यू नो व्हाट्स प्रोबेबली डैनियल लीवीज सैलरी टेक होम. इन दे पब्लिश द ऑफिशियल अकाउंट एंड दे सेड अ डायरेक्टर टुक 6 odd million dollars, 6 odd million pounds फॉर द ईयर. दैट्स डैनियल लीवीज सैलरी प्रोबेबली.
Dude, Arsenal, Stan Kroenke takes like 3 million as consultancy fees.
Stan Kroenke takes, and even Gazidis' salary is 2.5, right? Something
Yeah, and
like that.
even Kroenke's kid takes some money, like it's
Oh, but if that said, then.
Josh.
But if that is said, then this guy, Daniel Levy, also owns a part of Spurs. Yeah, so I don't know. Six doesn't seem like. It seems all right. It's his club. He can do whatever the hell he wants. But given that how he shortchanges everyone in his squad and team to like tell them we have no money, that seems like bad optics.
Speaking of no money,
Yes.
City,
Have no money.
yeah, Pep has come out and said that I need more money rather than no money next year because assembling the most expensive squad in football It's just not enough.
Yeah, but what will he do with more money? What? Who would he buy? Defense? He'll change the mid defenders now.
He'll change himself or something. Probably ask for more money and ask them to buy a new manager. I wonder how that would work out.
Oh, please. What are you going on about?
Yeah, he'll just get the money and ask.
This is what happens when we record podcasts at like 2 in the morning.
Oh, shit, man.
Yeah, what are you going on about? He'll buy money and ask, buy a new manager.
He'll get money and just buy a new manager for himself to do all the work, man.
And what, he'll just sit and chill?
No, he'll just take the victory credits.
I see.
It's not like he's going to tell us that there's a new manager, no?
Mm.
God, sorry.
So, but now with United winning against City, our bet is still on.
Oh, shit.
West Brom is
on.
West Brom is on 21. See, if next game is City versus Spurs on the weekend.
Hmm.
And even if they draw that, then the difference between United and City, and if United beat West Brom, difference would be 11 points. So City will probably win the league then on the 22nd of April. By then, West Brom could be relegated.
It's all over.
It's all. Anyway, who are your favourites too?
This is like second leg all over again, man.
Yeah.
I thought I was clearly winning the bet. But what was Kumar's take on that? He had a third
Conte
angle.
Conte would be fired before any of this.
Oh, fuck.
Mm.
Anyway.
On that very interesting thought, who are your favourites to go down at the moment?
No, I think Southampton would survive because they do have a game in hand, right?
Yeah. Then who? Swansea?
Yeah. Screw them.
Oh, talking about this relegation, one word on Rafa Benitez. 3 wins on a trot. They are almost on 10th in the table. They're almost safe. They're on 38 points. So, and the takeover may happen. And those new guys want to retain Rafa and they're ready to give him money. It's all working out for them suddenly.
Yeah, but who are they facing next?
Doesn't matter. They're almost saved, right?
And who's taking them over?
Oh, that Amanda Stavely woman. She basically brokered the deal between Sheikh Mansour and the Manchester City guys.
And she's buying the club.
She owns a fund which supposedly has billions and billions of Middle East money, which they're managing. So through that fund, they are going to buy Newcastle.
Are you saying Sheikh Mansour might also own Newcastle?
No.
In some way?
Oh yeah, that's actually quite interesting. If any of Sheikh Mansour's money is in that fund, that is conflict of interest, right?
Yeah.
Dude.
Have we just uncovered something?
Are these the Kochers again?
Oh man. Have they found her yet?
Dude, she's there. She's working every day.
Yeah. Then why was there a red corner notice or something against
because
her?
She's in India, they said, Naini, we need to give.
Hmm.
Why don't you leave us, sign us off on some uplifting news, Baru? Uplifting football news.
The official song for the World Cup is out.
Oh yeah. And if anyone needs to listen, why don't we play some part of the official song?
So apparently there are usually like 2 songs.
No.
One is like a Coca-Cola song.
Oh.
Which is a Coca-Cola.
So is this the
World Cup song?
Is this the Coca-Cola song?
Yeah, the one that we had heard.
Can you play that?
If only I had better internet, Wi-Fi at your place.
Don't blame the Wi-Fi, yours is a Chinese phone.
Oh, what a feeling. Look, this is so boring, man. I'm gonna wave away my
flag. Alright guys, if anyone's listening to the song intently,
they're talking about waving flags, yeah.
It's the remix lyrics of Waving Flags, which is the official song of the 2018 FIFA World Cup. Okay, Baru, say bye.
Bye.